is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. No one was seriously injured when a plane caught fire after making an emergency landing in Denver.
The FAA tells CBS News that after American Airlines Flight 1006 had departed from Colorado Springs Airport, the crew reported engine vibrations. After diverting to and landing at Denver's airport and while taxiing to the gate, an engine caught fire. Passenger Ingrid Hibbets.
Everybody's standing up and screaming. I look out the window and there's flames because I was sitting right by the wing and I saw flames out the window, and then the plastic of the window was melting.
The FAA says they were forced to evacuate by using the slides. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Five people have been killed in a 17-car pileup on Interstate 35 in Austin, Texas. Several people were pinned in their cars. One car caught fire. An infant and a child are among the dead. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the Republican stopgap plan to avert a government shutdown tonight a bad bill, but he will vote for it anyway.
No one on my side of the aisle wants a government shutdown. Members who support this CR do not want a government shutdown. Members who oppose this CR do not want a government shutdown.
Schumer worries a shutdown would, in his words, give President Trump the keys to the country. Some Democrats accuse Schumer of betrayal. CBS's Camille Montoya Galvez reports President Trump plans to use the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to arrest and deport undocumented immigrants.
This would allow the government to summarily detain and deport migrants subject to the law without any of the due process protections outlined in U.S. immigration law, because they would be treated as enemy aliens.
The Alien Enemies Act was last used during World War II to detain people of Japanese, German, and Italian descent. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he agrees in principle with the U.S. proposal for a 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine, but he wants to work on the terms. More from the BBC's James Landale.
The American plan is for a ceasefire that is interim and immediate. President Putin's counterproposal was anything but. He said a ceasefire must address Russian security concerns, what he calls the root causes of the war.
NASA and SpaceX will try again this evening to launch four astronauts to the International Space Station to replace the two who have been in orbit for 9 months. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says it's not clear when Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore will come home.
They have to show Crew 10 the ins and outs of space station operation before they get in their own Crew Dragon and return to Earth.
They were only supposed to be in space for a week in June, but their ride back home sprung some leaks. Looks like Wall Street may stop the bleeding this morning. Dow futures up 210. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine and Kenosha counties went in different directions last month when it comes to their housing markets. According to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, in Racine County, home sales fell by almost 12% compared to February of last year. Kenosha County saw a big increase in home sales, up almost 25%. Both counties are dealing with a shortage of homes for sale and rising prices, which the realtors say is a common problem in the area. There's plenty of green to go around tomorrow with competing Irish interests in both Racine and Kenosha. The neighboring cities are celebrating St. Patrick's Day with parades tomorrow. It's the 17th annual in Racine, stepping off at noon from State and Main. This is Kenosha's first foray into greenery with their inaugural St. Pat's Parade tomorrow. That starts at 11, beginning at 50th Street and 7th Avenue, and heading south on 6th. You can see the Racine Parade lineup at RacineCountyEye.com. Racine's iconic broadcaster Gary Sewer is getting more accolades. Sewer, who passed in 2020, dedicated his career to local sports and news in Racine. Yesterday, he was announced as a Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Hall of Famer. Sewer's 36-year tenure at WRJN included the broadcast of over 2,100 games and earned him multiple honors. The press box at Horlick Field bears his name. The WBA will recognize Sewer and other honorees at a summer conference. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers advance in the Big Ten. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers build an early lead, beat Northwestern 70-63 at the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Head coach Greg Gard on how they responded to the Wildcats' physical style of play.
I thought early we didn't handle their physicality well. Once we got that figured out, we were able to get downhill and get at the rim, and things started to become a little better for us offensively.
Wisconsin faces UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette with a win over Xavier, 89-87 in the Big East. The Golden Eagles coming back from a 14-point deficit. Tonight, a tough matchup against the number one seed, St. John's. NBA, Bucks with a win at home over the Lakers, 126-106. Doc Rivers says players like Kyle Kuzma, too cautious at times.
You track people when they first join a team, they look great at first, and then they get caught in that, you know, like hesitant zone. We have 20-plus assists tonight, so we'll take that every night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear, light south winds developing in the overnight with lows dropping to the lower 40s. On Friday, we'll keep it cool. Upper 50s in the afternoon, mostly sunny skies. South winds gusting to 30. Showers and storms likely Friday night. Currently 44 degrees.
The opposite of the buffet is the Swanson Hungry Man TV dinner. A little taste of prison right there in your own home. Try the Leavenworth chicken or the Alcatraz meatballs this week. Every box of Swanson says Hungry Man on the box. I imagine they had a marketing meeting. They went, all right, we're not going to do anything about the quality. We're agreed upon that. So, which segment of the public should we target that could potentially even choke this pig food down? What about hungry men that are broke, alone, and starving? Taste is the least of their problems. But it's an honest product. It's TV dinner. They're telling you, TV dinner. Stare at the screen and chew. Do not look down. Eyes front. Grind it out! Swanson. Why don't they call it Swan Song? My life is over. Thank you very much.
could be mistaken, but I believe that's the Beatles' first hit song, Love Me Do. It's 6:09. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here. I didn't see the eclipse last night. I couldn't wait around until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, but it was there. The moon was up when I got up, so I assume everything worked out okay. Yeah, they had the lunar eclipse last night. Unfortunately, it was like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning here, and I couldn't stay up for it. But I'm sure there'll be pictures all over the place. But when I woke up this morning, I looked up. The moon was bright, so I knew everything worked out just the way it should. Today, sunny with a high near 58. Rain, thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 46. You know, I hate thunderstorms. The reason I hate it is electricity goes out. Computers get screwed up. My Wi-Fi gets screwed up. My cable gets screwed up. Let's see. Sunshine Saturday with a high near 57. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 43. Right now, it's partly cloudy. The moon is out. 43 degrees right here at Radio Park. Speaking about thunderstorms, who's going to stop that rain? CCR at 610. Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground.
Stop the Rain, also the title song to a movie that starred Nick Nolte and Tuesday Weld. Good movie, too, Who'll Stop the Rain? I think around 1977, somewhere around there. 6:13, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. And let's see, daylight savings time. Almost a week old now, right? Happened last Sunday, almost a week old. Here are a few crimes that tend to be less common now that we're in daylight savings time because the sun sets later now. Fewer muggings, stolen cars, fewer theft of car parts like catalytic converters, less property damage, and less shoplifting. I guess the thieves are like vampires. They can't work in the daylight, only at night, huh? Some benefits to daylight savings time. I got screwed up. I thought it would be sunnier in the morning because a week or so ago, the sun was starting to come up over Lake Michigan around 6 a.m. I said, well, this would be great. I won't come here in the night anymore. It was just the opposite. It stays darker earlier. Silly me. 6:13, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 Kenosha, and 1400 AM everywhere.
Thank you.
me hanging on, Supremes. Then we had another version of that song a year later. Vanilla Fudge did a really good rock version of the song. And, of course, Kim Wilde had the disco version of the song later on. All right, 25-year-old woman in New York noticed that her company posted a job listing for the same job she does. Forget this, $32,000 to $90,000 more per year than what she was making. Same job. To make things worse, she had been trying to get a salary bump for months without any luck, so she applied for the job with a new salary. Hasn't heard back yet. That's kind of dirty pool, huh? It's 617 at WRJN. Hey, guess who it's time for?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Kelly Clarkson was absent from her own talk show for almost a week, causing fear in her fans that something might be wrong with her. Co-hosts filled in so that a TV-watching crisis was averted. Reps for the Kelly Clarkson show said that Clarkson was dealing with a personal matter that had nothing to do with her, which makes absolutely no sense. Kelly's fans flooded social media, taking time out of their extremely busy days to demand to know what was going on, until one social media user finally set things straight, saying, "Hey, y'all need to understand this. Kelly does not owe y'all an explanation for her absence. Y'all can just stop." Does anyone else feel less intelligent now than when I started reading this? Do you think they'll tease the heck out of Kelly's return? I see a ratings bonanza for Kelly right around the corner, y'all. Big news from The Masked Singer, as the identity of the singer in the Space Ranger costume was revealed. Who cares? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Von Hassel Jewelers. Just in time for Easter and Mother's Day, give a priceless gift that shines as bright as your love. Whether it's a delicate necklace, a dazzling diamond ring, or a one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure, Von Hassel Jewelers has something truly special for every occasion. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili. All made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Thank you.
He's kissing her.
Leslie Gore, Look at Love, 623. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Now, some people may claim the world is more dangerous than it was back in the good old days, but it's partially an ignorance is bliss situation because we know now about more dangers than we did then. For example, here's a list somebody put online of things that are super dangerous. Lead-based paint and leaded gas. Remember that? Chemically made colors with arsenic pigments in them. Buildings and household appliances that contained asbestos. I spent my entire school life with asbestos in the classroom. Let's see. Batteries and fertilizer containing cadmium. Talc and baby powder and cosmetic powders that was linked to cancer. I got my butt talced every day when I was a kid. A little baby. Was it a kid? Teflon and nonstick cookware. This I didn't know. Cause cancer. They have chemicals in there that cause cancer. And science teachers using liquid mercury in school experiments. Wow. And we slept well through all that, huh? What were we thinking, huh? Sunshine today with a high near 58. Rain, thunderstorms, lows around 46 tonight. Sunny with a high near 57 tomorrow. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 43. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 43 degrees here at Radio Park. Here's Rare Earth. Get ready at WRJN.
Never mind a girl.
Two-minute version of that song. It was good. Get ready, Rare Earth. They had a whole story behind how they got that name and how they got all these Motown songs to record. Sometime I'll tell you the story. You know, SEAL Team 6 got its name to confuse the Soviet Union. SEAL Team 6, the movies made about these guys. Well, there were only two Navy SEAL teams when it was established in 1979, but the Pentagon wanted the Soviet intelligence to think there were more, so they started naming them with higher numbers. My dad did that. When he owned his company, he had about, I think, three or four trucks, maybe more, six trucks. But he started naming them at truck, you know, number 14, truck 21, to let everybody think he had a giant fleet of trucks. You think the Pentagon got the idea from my father? There's that possibility in there. 627 local news, timeless hits, WRGN, Cherry Hill Park, Billy Joe Royal.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her. Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. In the daytime, Mary Hill was a teaser. Come the night, she was such a pleaser. Oh, Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark. Said, come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day, it ain't been the same. Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark.
Timeless hits with Billy Joe Royal at WRJN. I can't believe we even have to mention this. Double check that label before using eye drops. Again, a woman in the news after she accidentally grabbed a tiny bottle of fingernail glue. She ended up in the ER. She's okay. Doctors say it's an issue they're seeing more and more. Really? People putting glue in their eyes? That's an issue more and more? Remember when that woman did that about a year or so ago? She put super glue and she couldn't get her eyes open? What? How do you put super glue in your eyes? Don't you keep the bottle in the medicine cabinet. You don't keep your super glue in the medicine cabinet, do you? It's 6:30 on the noggin. Let's check news, see what's going on this morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A woman missing from just across the state line might be on this side of the border. A search is underway for 37-year-old Megan Bose. She's from Antioch and has been missing since mid-February. It's possible she's in Kenosha, Racine, or Milwaukee. Boss is described as 5'4", with dark brown hair and distinctive tattoos. There's an image of her on the Antioch police social media pages. Kenosha police say they're still investigating the situation regarding a different missing woman whose body was found in Lake Michigan Sunday. The two cases are not believed to be related. Racine and Kenosha counties saw very different housing markets last month. Racine home sales dropped nearly 12% in year-to-year sales, while Kenosha County jumped almost 25% in the same time period. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says in their release that both areas are still facing a shortage of homes and rising prices. High school hoops are heating up. You can hear the live action tomorrow night on WRJN. Once it's done, check out the Racine County Eye for a recap and a look forward. There's high school sports coverage on both the airwaves and at RacineCountyEye.com. It's all of southern Wisconsin in that burn warning today. The National Weather Service says there's an elevated fire risk due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. People are being told to use caution with outdoor burning or to postpone it until a more favorable weather day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, Wisconsin could receive the first thunderstorms of the season, and the National Weather Service hopes you'll stay involved telling them how much rain you receive. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. All month long, the National Weather Service is asking all citizens in Wisconsin, even in the most remote areas, to think about being a rainfall reporter. Is this important information? Yes, that's according to principal atmospheric scientist Eric Snodgrass. He works for Conduit, and he is all about weather. And he said, well, he loves the technology they have at their fingertips. It can't replace people.
There's an interesting thing about weather forecasting in that human intuition and institutional knowledge has not yet been replicated with computing systems, be it AI, be it whatever. And as a result, if we're not there to kind of understand the nuances of the pattern, the chaos in the system, the nonlinearity, then these forecasts, they get bad. They're just not good at all. So this is great. It's a great thing. That means job security. I'll continue to work because we need people to tell the narrative around the data, and we also need people to build the systems that interpret the data. So while there's been incredible advancements in AI, we still have a massive need for the human forecaster to interpret all of this and to make sense of it.
Eric Snodgrass, one of the principal atmospheric scientists for Conduit. He was also a guest speaker this week at the Professional Dairy Producers Annual Conference. If you want to stay engaged reporting weather observations and rainfall updates, real simple to sign up. Go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And 10 volunteers, as well as supporters and staff of the Wisconsin 4-H program, are being inducted into the 2025 Hall of Fame class. You want to find out who they are? Pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear, light south winds developing in the overnight with lows dropping to the lower 40s. On Friday, we'll keep it cool. Upper 50s in the afternoon, mostly sunny skies, south winds gusting to 30. Showers and storms likely Friday night. Currently 44 degrees.
I saw this ad for this Tempur-Pedic bed on TV. Have you seen this thing? I'll tell you about it anyways. I don't even care. They start off the ad with this testimonial. This guy comes on, he's like, I slept for 6 hours, but it felt like eight. It's like, that's just a lie, right there. That's not a time machine, you know? Slept for 6 hours. They don't do that in other ads. Like, hey, you like this car? It gets like 2,000 miles to the gallon. Does it really? No, no. But it feels like it could, maybe. You know, if you're going down a hill or something, there's a wind and stuff. You never know, it's not exact science. We don't know. And then they do this test, like they take a glass of wine and they set it on the bed, and then they jump up and down on the bed and the wine doesn't spill. And I was like, is that part of anybody's bedtime ritual? At all? Anybody like, well, time for bed, where's my glass of red wine? I'll just sit on the end of the bed here where there's no chance it'll spill. Oh, I've spilled my red wine. Clearly I need a new bed. There's no way a nightstand's gonna fix this problem. Yeah.
Cherishes the word I am.
someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a lie. To the hope in my heart each time I realize. Cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Association and Cherish, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's going to be sunny today with a high near 58. The sun is just starting to peek up over Lake Michigan. I stuck my beak out the door and took a look at that. Rain or thunderstorms tonight, lows around 46. Saturday, sunny with a high near 57. Partly sunny Sunday, highs 43. Not bad. Partly cloudy, 43 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Okay. Did you hear about this woman? I think we talked about her once before. A woman in Bangkok, Thailand, received the longest prison sentence in the world. This was back in 1989. 141,078 years for running a $204 million pyramid scheme. Now, she was released in 1993 after just 4 years in prison. And I know what you're thinking. You wanted her to serve the full 141,000 years behind bars without getting out, right? Yeah. Why bother giving her that kind of sentence when they let her out 4 years later? Oh, I love this song. What a way to wake up. Rocky Mountain High. Here's John Denver.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. Left yesterday behind him, you might say he's born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. Changing fast, and it don't last for long. The Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High. Climb.
below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. While they try to tear the mountains down, they bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. I know he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle.
Listen to John Denver all day long, Rocky Mountain High, 6:45, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. What a great song to wake up to, huh? All right, have you ever gone to pull the kitchen drawer open and that potato masher is fighting it hard from the inside, doesn't want you to open that drawer? Of course you have, we all have, but never talk about it. There's a new relatable list of random things that everyone experiences, but nobody ever talks about. For example, when you decide you don't need to make a list for the grocery run, then you get to the grocery store and you wander around aimlessly trying to figure out what you need. I do that all the time. When you walk into a room but forget what you went in there to do, so you just stand there frozen like a video that's keep buffering. When you spend your entire day in waiting mode because you have an appointment at 2 o'clock. I do that, too. If I don't have to be somewhere like 2 o'clock, I sit around all day waiting for the appointment. I don't get anything done. When you're calling someone and you hope they don't pick up the phone, so just the missed call light will show up, and it looks as though you reached out and you tried. I do that all the time, too. And when you stare at a bad driver as you pass them to see if they look as stupid as they drive, then you give them that look, you know, the side eyes, you know. To let them know you're tough and you mean business. Something like that. 6:47 at WRJN. Hey, you hungry?
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli. For over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Kobe. Coping with a serious illness can be overwhelming. Where to turn for help? Well, fortunately in our area, Hospice Alliance is known for award-winning care covered by Medicare and many private insurance plans. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh coffee at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Plus, here's a deal to perk you up. If you stop in and subscribe to the Just Brew It newsletter, you'll enjoy 15% off every order in March. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just stopping by for a cozy cup, be part of the spring festivities at Just Brew It. Fresh, local, delicious. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now. Be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
the Vogue's local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today. Highs near 58. Partly cloudy now. 43 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, you know how I'm always saying, here's another reason why I don't like to fly. I'm always saying that. Well, here's yet another reason I don't like to fly. A passenger facing federal charges after he attacked a flight attendant and swallowed rosary beads while on a regional flight to Miami. He believed Satan's disciples had followed him onto the plane. Yes, another reason why I don't fly, all right? It's 6:52, local news, Tambus, it's WRJN. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young on this one. Here's Teach Your Children at WRJN.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by. And so, become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. Told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. And you, of tender years, I know the fear. Your elders grew wise, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by. Your dreams, the one they bit, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young teach children. 6:55, local news. Tablet sits at WRJN. Sunny today with a high near 58. Looks like rain and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 46. Oh, I hope not. I hate thunderstorms. Sunny, they always ruin things in the house, computers and Wi-Fi and things like that. Sunny with a high near 57 Saturday. That I can deal with. And partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 43. Partly cloudy, 43 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. Couple found a piece of paper with a strange message on the street outside their home. It was a post-it note, and it simply said, in all caps, destroy with mouth. The couple thought it was funny, so they framed it and hung it on the wall. Now, I'm sure it's going to be an expensive work of art someday, but I never thought about picking something out of the street, framing it, and hanging it on my wall. But hey, what do I know? That's how people make millions of dollars in art. It's 6:56. Local news, Tablas, it's WRGN. You got to me. Here's Neil Diamond.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. Never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got
control.
You
got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever time it down.
straight ahead and steady as your brother. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. All right, come on.
Neil Diamond, you got to me. 6:59, local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. This is kind of a sweet story. A 27-year-old woman in Miami recently showed up at an animal shelter and asked for the oldest dog they had. The 12-year-old pup's name is Jackie. She looked like a lab or some kind of mix. She had been there for 3 months. The woman shared the video of her to encourage more people to adopt senior pets. She's got two other dogs, and they all get along just great. My wife and I did that. We adopted two dogs, Herbie and Darwin. Both were older dogs. And I, you know, especially with Herbie, he came from an animal shelter that was not a very good shelter. And when we walked in there, he ran to us. He was, you know, walking around and he sat on my foot. And I think we got to take him home. He adopted me. What am I going to do? And, you know, I said, we got a big backyard. It's all fenced in. Let him run around all day long, enjoy himself in the sunshine and have a good time. We had three other dogs or two other dogs at the time. And I said, let him just enjoy himself for the rest of his life. And he did. Yeah, Herbie and Darwin were great dogs. Yeah, all my dogs are great, but those were two older senior dogs we adopted. It's 7 o'clock on the nose. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, we're seeking ocean.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Chaos on the tarmac in Denver. An American Airlines jet caught fire after making an emergency landing. Passenger Ingrid Hibbets explains what happened.
They tell us they're diverting the flight from, like, midair instead of going to Dallas to Denver. And then they say that the engine's, something's wrong with the engine and they need to slow down.
While taxiing to a gate, an engine caught fire.
People were standing in the aisle forever, and then by the time we got out, we were pushed out onto the wing. And there wasn't a slide or anything where I was.
12 people suffered minor injuries. Ahead of tonight's death.